If you're looking for a new way to get punch drunk, check out LA Fight Club, a boxing series that showcases some of the city's best up-and-coming fighters. Ann Brannigan takes us ringside for the next installment of Unseen LA.
It's Friday night at the Belasco Theater in downtown LA, and the crowd is full of broken noses, cleavage, and tequila. The occasion is LA Fight Club, a bi-weekly series hosted by the city's homegrown boxing champion, Oscar De La Hoya. For a sport so closely associated with violence, and even death, the atmosphere is warm, even familial. Young boys, maybe even fighters themselves, dart down the aisles and in between men who are cupping their drinks. As the bell rings for the main event, you can feel the crowd lean in, eager to see how the Brazilian, Patrick Teixeira, matches against the American and former prison inmate, Don Mutton. Teixeira, at 5'11", seems to tower over the 5'8 Mutton. His arms are long and lanky, and he's so white, he glows underneath the spotlights. Meanwhile, Mutton lurches forward, heavy and deliberate as a tank, and just as slow. Teixeira clearly takes the first round, and as they retreat to their corners, in come the Corona Girls. The mostly male crowd loves the Corona Girls, who trot daintily in silver heels around the ring, undisturbed by the sweaty, heaving fighters sucking in air and gulping down water. Seriously, the crowd never once loses enthusiasm for the girls. But the same can't be said for the fight, which has become increasingly one-sided. Mutton's face begins swelling as more and more of Teixeira's combinations connect. By the fifth round, it's clear that if Mutton doesn't get a knockout, this fight belongs to Teixeira.
He's a punching bag. He's taking it.
That's unnecessary. Look, to give one punch in.
That's Chris Ray, the cut man for former heavyweight champion Bernard Hopkins. As a cut man, Chris Ray is responsible for doing everything possible to keep his fighter from bleeding or bruising. So far, he's unimpressed with Mutton.
You can't get around for him. You know, right now, in my scorecard, it's like, I might say unanimous decision, but he won some round. So look, he ain't doing nothing.
In fact, Mutton is taking such a tremendous pounding that people start calling for the referee to stop the fight.
Stop the fight. They can stop the fight.
And mercifully, in the seventh round, the referee steps in between the boxers, waving his arms in the air as though signaling a plane, and finally ends the fight. Mutton does what most boxers do when a fight is halted. He collapses into the referee's arms, and for a moment, the two are locked in this sad sort of embrace, as Teixeira raises his gloves in triumph. The crowd disperses quickly. They are eager to hit the after party, which promises dancing, women, and more liquor. Out on the curb on this clear LA night is the defeated boxer Mutton, standing by himself in track pants and a sweatshirt, and holding an ice pack to his right eye. Not a single member of his entourage can be seen. And it's impossible not to notice this one simple fact. Every boxer looks so much smaller once they've left the ring.